You. We are.
Yeah, I like
Tim
this
Fonsano.
Guy.
Wow, some good ideas. Will you come back?
Oh, absolutely.
Just come back and join us, because you don't have money to buy advertising, so you got to get around the best you can.
Well, that's not
you
true.
Will. I'm kidding.
I think this guy just got my vote.
Give him your website.
It is www.electtimfasano.com.
Thanks so much for coming in today on Broadview. We appreciate it.
Well,
you're a good man. Stay
Thank
that way.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll be back. We've got more to do here on Broadview.
1270. The Buzz. The Buzz.
Hi, this is Chad with Hamilton Solar. You want a solar rebate with NV Energy? Well, you're just not likely to get one. That's why Hamilton Solar is offering you our no-wait rebate program. Only with Hamilton Solar will you get a guaranteed incentive to go solar now. You don't have to participate in the lottery or paperwork for rebates through NV Energy. It's simple. Go solar today with Hamilton Solar, and you'll get our best rebate, one that's guaranteed and no waiting. Hamilton Solar is Northern Nevada's largest solar installer. Our costs over the last year have dropped over 40%. Take advantage of that now. Solar has changed dramatically. If you've ever looked at solar before, take a look again. If you've gotten a rebate before and didn't build, give us a call. Take advantage of our no-wait rebate program and get solar installed now. Take control of your utility expense and hedge against future energy costs. Call now and learn more about the Hamilton Solar no-wait rebate program. Call 747-6000, that's 747-6000, or visit us online at HamiltonSolarNevada.com.
Hamilton Solar, both sides agree.
Nevada license number 73463.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And we're back. What do you think of Tim Fasano?
I don't say anything that I don't mean. I like that guy.
He seems like a great guy, doesn't he?
I saw for a second some of the passion start to come out. I like the guy.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get up here, man.
I did disagree with him on one point, but, you know, it's just a minor thing. I don't mind mudslinging
well,
in political campaigns.
I was going to say you like that.
But I like passionate people who will...
But you know what? When it's false, it's not fair.
Okay.
When they're making
up
stuff...
Yeah, I don't
stuff,
like liars, but yeah. I don't mind people who dish the poop on their opponent.
Well, I wish him well.
I do too. I really like the guy.
I hope he gets the money to get the word out there. He is going, though. He
it's
is
just a shame that it boils down to money, doesn't it?
He's going door to door. He's doing events. He's showing up at events. So you can find Tim Fasano around town because he's dedicated.
You know,
he
means it. When we think about democracy, we think of Lincoln standing up in front of a crowd in a small town and debating his opponent face to face.
Oh, you've been studying.
Money was not an issue.
Too much history.
Well, then. Now what do we have? We don't have that.
No, we don't.
We don't get to
we
see
have corporations and the government runs themselves like a corporation now. That's what we have. It's who makes the most money who gets it. Yeah, it is. It's all about that. It's not just
even if
in
we do
it matters either.
Like in the Reed when Engel and Reed were running against each other, they had one television debate, and you know that's not enough. And it's just orchestrated so much. It's not even really a chance to see what they have to say and what they really look
like.
Well,
and some of it doesn't even come from their heart anyway. They have all these people
right.
who write for them. They get all the fluffy words.
The MC's third question will be this, Harry, and this is what your answer should be.
Exactly.
Well, and they do research on what people want to hear and what they're concerned about. I mean, it's just seems so fraudulent to me.
I want to see politicians pounding the table.
Oh,
getting
you're
passionate.
You're just so violent. They don't need to pound the table.
Do you remember the first time I came on this show?
Yes.
I was pounding the table and you kept making signals to stop it.
Yeah, you were.
It was coming in through the mic and you were trying to get me to stop.
But that is passion, and passion is good. What
right.
isn't good is brick walls where this no longer becomes passion. This becomes from passion to I want to be right. And that's what's happening. This side has passion, this side has passion, and pretty soon they get right here, and then it's just nobody's backing down because they want to be right.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
I don't think so.
Yes, I do.
I think the people that are on the conservative... I'm just a bigot, though, aren't I? I'm
yeah,
just
you are kind of a
bigot.
Yes, you are, sort of.
Just seems to me that the other side, the left, just lives lies and speaks lies constantly.
It's a human nature. It's a human disease. It doesn't have anything to do with left or right. It's people. It's people. It's
not
consciousness.
My people.
Yes, it's your
my
people, too.
My people don't lie.
Yeah, your people don't lie. If I took a list right here of all the people you've voted for in
I'll
the last 30 years.
I'll bet you Tim Fasano doesn't lie. Just strikes me as a guy who doesn't lie.
Not
all.
Yet. Not yet. No.
Oh, you
no,
have,
no.
You are such a cynic. You think that even a man like Tim Fasano is going to go to Washington and turn into
know.
A politician.
It seems that way. It seems like
it
they
does,
all
it?
Are. Romney. Yeah. I mean, he's like this toy doll or something. I mean, and they think he's like the front runner. And I look at him and I go, my gosh, there's something so plastic.
Thank you for
agreeing
with me.
He's
just a good-looking face.
He's a good-looking man, sorta.
And is that really enough to make a man president?
I have traded. I'm more attracted to Rick Perry now.
Oh, my God.
I'm liking him.
God, is that really how you're judging the candidates?
No,
tell me that's
not.
Did you vote for Clinton?
Not. I do look at them to see.
Jay, did you vote for Clinton?
I don't have to answer that. I stand on my my amendment, whichever one it is.
Why did women think he was good looking?
Because he smiled a lot and he seemed very natural. And that's really what we're looking for. Someone who's natural. Someone who seems real.
And he was full of himself.
Yeah.
You like that, don't you?
Well, sort of. He groomed up really good. He groomed up really good. And, well, you know, I thought George Bush, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought George Bush, even though I didn't vote for him, I thought when he first got in and I saw how he acted and how he held himself and some of the things he said, I started thinking, yeah, okay, I like this guy.
I think I like him too.
And I liked him.
I'm mad at him for a lot of things, but I think personally, if I was on a golf course with him or something, I would like him.
He's got that
regular guy,
what they call, excuse my French, shit-eating grin.
He's a guy.
Like, he's always laughing at you, you know. But at first, I thought he was just great, and then all of a sudden, something started happening to him. And pretty soon, he was going, we're going to go out there, and we're going to kill them. And we're going to kill them all. And if they don't like it, we're going to kill them again. Then it was like, what the heck happened to him?
Don't tell me you're one of these people who thinks we shouldn't have gone to war after 9/11.
I don't believe in war. I'll just tell you that right now.
Uh-oh.
I think it's all ridiculous.
You're not in code pink,
but tell you what, come to my neighborhood, come to my house, and start trying to take something out of my yard, and you'll see how war-dumb I get. Well, I believe in protecting.
Isn't that what Al-Qaeda did? They came into our yard and they took our...
Yeah, on a bigger scale, okay, I'm going along with it, and I'm seeing where some of it's necessary, and I am saying I don't like war, but I'm also saying that sometimes it's got to happen, and you got to do it. And it kind of seems to be the political process here. Get out of my neighborhood. Okay, then we're going to gang up on you and kick your butt. I mean, this goes way back. You know, they're doing it in our neighborhoods. They're doing it right down in our neighborhoods. It's the same mentality, no matter how you look at it.
I think some of the people in Washington don't understand what you seem to understand, that war is a mess. It's a way to smash things, and they seem to think it's some kind of a giant police force that they can send into Afghanistan. The Obama administration has them trying to make arrests out there.
There are other ways, I really believe.
These guys are trained to smash stuff. What does they say about the Marines? If you absolutely have to have something destroyed by morning, call the Marines. That's what war is. And it bothers me that we have these guys trying to be...
Our military has brainwashed them. They're using them. They brainwashed them into think it's a good thing to do.
I don't think they brainwashed the soldiers. They know what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be killing and destroying.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
And if you're done with that job, bring them home.
Jeez. See there? Uh-oh. That is what I don't agree with. You know, there are so many ways. I'm not even going to get into it because what do I know? What do I know? I do know that the consciousness of life is a little off kilter. And that it's still the same old thing. You come to my neighborhood, you piss on my bush, I'm going to come to your neighborhood, I'm going to piss on your bush, and then I'm going to burn your neighborhood down. It's the same mentality, and it doesn't get us anywhere.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't get us anywhere. Yeah. It gets us nowhere. It gets us nowhere.
It gets us somewhere.
Sometimes.
Last word?
Yes, you did. I'm going to give it to you, too. You're with Broadview, and when we come back, we're going to talk with the newest doctor in town. He comes from the Mayo Clinic. And now we have him right here in our area, Dr. Finoff.
You got it right.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him next, right here on Broadview.
1270 The Buzz. The 49ers are back, and you will hear all three in regular season action here on 1270 The Buzz. Will Coach Harbaugh make a difference? How will our Wolfpack connection, Colin Kaepernick, do against the NFL's best? The Buzz is your 49ers football connection, with Ted Robinson doing play-by-play and Eric Davis doing color. You won't miss one exciting moment. Brought to you by Bill Pierce Motors BMW, DaVita Dialysis, Sierra Freightliner, Sterling and Western Star, and your local neighborhood Bully Sports Bar and Grill, right here on 1270 The Buzz.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Saturday. Jeffrey Bean and Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Take 65% off all 14-karat gold earrings. Save on Junior's screen tees, now two for $24. And all nine-piece bed ensembles are $99.99. All-day specials Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Time now, once again, to get into our Better Living segment brought to you by Dr. Annette Childs. You can reach her for therapy, family, single. She has her own methods, and she's just a wonderful gal and would love to hear from you. You can find her on the website, AnnetteChildz.com. She really is a very unique therapist. But what we found out was there's a new doctor in town. His name is Dr. Jonathan Finoff. He's hard word, medical director of the Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation Service at Barton Hospital now. And he comes from the Mayo Clinic. And he's right here in our neighborhood, and he's awesome. So I talked with him earlier, so listen in. I'd like to welcome Dr. Jonathan T. Finoff, who is